Good evening, folks. It is November. It's not May at all. It's November the 29th, and we are one day short of finishing the Creativity X project. I'm going to have to make it a fairly quick one tonight, because unfortunately it looks like our cat's not very well. I'm going to take her to the emergency vet in just a moment. Your assignment for today is I would like you to shoot three pictures, so it's a little bit different from the previous assignments. Your assignment today is to shoot three pictures that tell a story. So think about them like a comic strip, maybe. So you're telling a little story of what happened, and as usual, what I want you to do is post those on Google+, and tag them with Creativity EX, and I will try and take a look at those. I've not been very good at commenting in the last few days. I'm really sorry about that, guys. I have seen that you've been posting stuff. I will get round to critiquing those pictures, but it's just been a little bit mental over here. So please, just tell a little story. Make it a little step-by-step. You know, you can get your kids involved, or you could do it like a stop-motion animation thing. Find a subject. Think about movement. Think about interactions between objects, maybe. Just find something that sort of has a progression and a finishing point to it. So a little story arc. There's a lot of story theory I could go into, you know, with various elements that you could use, like introducing your characters and then the journey and then the denouement type thing. But just because with only three, it's very difficult to do any of that sort of stuff. Just keep it really simple and pick a couple of objects and try and, obviously, the most important thing here, this is a photography assignment, the most important thing here is to try and make the three pictures good pictures, you know, so that in their own right they are good quality photos, well composed, with good use of light and subjects and things like that. And the other thing that you're going to do here, essentially, is make a triptych. And for those that don't know, a triptych is three pictures side by side, and it's a great way of presenting, you know, maybe three different views of the same subject, maybe three different details of the same subject, or maybe related subjects that you want to draw a parallel between that you wouldn't otherwise have noticed a relationship between. So if you wanted, instead of the story, to do a triptych, that would be okay too. I'm sort of adding that on the fly there, but if you wanted to do a triptych of three related pictures in some way, they could all be the same subject, or they could be subjects that are not obviously related, but maybe the use of the triptych can help us see that. Or it might be three photos presented in the same style. There could be a sort of a thematic or stylistic relationship between the two. Yeah, between the three, rather. So there you go. We're going to go for three pictures is the title of this one. And yes, as usual, post those on Google+. And I will catch up with you guys for the final day of Napod Pomo and Creativity EX tomorrow. Catch you then. Bye-bye.